The biggest celebrity on the planet is accused of sexually abusing an underage boy. It should be a shock. But this is Michael Jackson, and it's happened before. 10 years ago, the same superstar was accused of exactly the same crime. In 1993, the boy was Jordan Chandler. His father had one question.
Did Michael Jackson ever touch your penis?
Jordy said yes.
He was going to bring Michael down for molesting his son.
I will get everything I want, and they will be destroyed forever.
Guilty or innocent, Jackson paid the boy off around $25 million.
Is Michael Jackson the extraordinary target of multiple extortions? Or is he a man who is a pedophile?
Jordan Chandler's 23 now. This is the story of what happened to the boy who knows but never told.
Is he just a man in search of playmates?
Before he met Michael, Jordan Chandler was just another 12-year-old kid from a wealthy suburb of LA. He was the only child of a broken marriage. His father, Evan, was a Hollywood dentist.
He called himself the dentist to the stars.
Evan wanted to make movies, but never quite made it. Jordan lived with his mother, June. She also dreamed of fame. This was Hollywood after all. She'd been a model.
She's really tall, pretty, model, and she was really nice.
I just remember him rollerblading a lot out on the street.
He was a beautiful boy with dark olive skin, dark hair, big eyes.
He was not streetwise. He was rather sheltered, or fairly naive boy.
He's just quiet and kept to himself a lot.
I think he had a softness about him that may have attracted Michael.
Jordan was also a huge fan of Michael Jackson. In 1992, Jackson wasn't a plastic surgery freak show. He was the king of pop.
He was a megastar. Forget A-list, he was beyond A-list. He still was riding high on the success of Thriller, which at that point was the largest selling album of all time.
Jordy came from a part of town where celebrity is taken for granted.
There are lots of famous people that lived around here. We see lots of celebrities. I mean, we trick-or-treat and we'd see celebrities, so that was always kind of cool.
Even by Hollywood standards, it must have been extraordinary when out of the blue, in May 1992, Jordan's stepdad called home with a once-in-a-lifetime invitation to come and meet his idol, Michael Jackson, face to face.